some counties in northern Michigan are handling the coronavirus pandemic well, but cases are rising in the Upper Peninsula and Grand Traverse County. Possible COVID-19 public exposure sites in the region are also on the rise, with one health department reporting 25 locations in the span of a week. I'm joined by IPR reporter Taylor Wisner to hear more about how the region is doing. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Kendra.
So we're seeing a lot more exposure sites recently. Why is that?
Well, people are visiting more places during the summer. People are here on vacation, and people just in general are going out to restaurants, taking flights, hanging around public areas more often. We've seen that pretty much throughout the summer. But recently, we've also seen, I guess, a sign of people returning to kind of life as usual, going to places that they went before all of this, the nail salon, your church. As the coronavirus spreads, that means more places people may be spreading it in the community. Now, it's typical for health departments, at least in our region, to notify the public when these places are discovered. They continue to say that there's a very low risk for transmission to the public if people are wearing masks. But really, community spread is happening throughout the counties. That is just a fact.
So are there other reasons why we're seeing more places now?
In case investigation reports from Grand Traverse County, we have a little insight into how the virus is spreading. A lot more spread is happening among young people now. In most of the region, people in their teens up to 30 account for almost 40% of those infected. So we're seeing more of that happening. And in some of these cases, we're seeing people who've tested positive are linked to travel outside the area. So that's still happening. And there's also people who are being infected by people they've been in close contact with. A few also from social gatherings. The main thing, though, is it appears from these recent exposure sites that a lot of these are people who are spending prolonged time in a place, which indicates these are likely employees. So there may be a little bit more risk to these public exposure sites with just the amount of time these employees are spending in these areas. That said, they're mandated to wear masks, so it could be that the risk is quite low.
So in general, how is the region handling the pandemic?
Well, as a state, we are doing okay. Northern Michigan is still in medium risk, so we're posed to be the best region in the state right now. We're in phase four of the reopening. And the website COVID Act Now, they're a team of public health experts across the country. They've looked at Michigan. They show that there's slow disease growth. And locally in Benzie and Leelanau counties, the public health official there says they're managing things quite well. The increase in cases they saw a couple weeks ago has really slowed. There are still a handful of cases every couple days, but they say they're in a pretty good position to start school in the fall. Overall, these cases aren't increasing as much as they were, the exception being Grand Traverse County. There are over 200 cases right now. I think the number's 222.
So what's different about Grand Traverse County?
There were 12 cases reported over the weekend, and on Thursday, another 10 cases were reported. These are some of the highest daily and weekend increases for the county that aren't connected to a major testing event. So that's definitely cause for concern.
Okay, so it sounds like for the most part with testing and tracing, local health departments have things in check. But what about the Upper Peninsula? How are health officials handling things there?
Well, there are several counties in the UP that are increasingly adding cases, notably Gogebic and Menominee counties, which are kind of on the Wisconsin border. Their cases have almost tripled in the last month. Menominee County specifically, it started with some small outbreaks. There was an outbreak in the congregate care facility there, and there was another instance where a family got together for graduation. People had traveled and brought the virus there. Community spread kind of went from there. The health officer for Delta and Menominee counties says pretty much all the counties bordering Wisconsin have seen increases in cases, whereas Wisconsin was more open, so residents went over there, and then that's what brought some of the virus into the community. Just until 2 weeks ago, there was no mask mandate in the state of Wisconsin. That's changed, so that's a hopeful spot, but like many other places, the main issue seems to be how long testing results are taking to get back. It can be a week to 2 weeks for results, so people who may be positive might not realize that and are spreading in the community. Another big concern for this region is the upcoming flu season. So managing an influenza outbreak and a coronavirus one for these small UP counties is a huge challenge, especially as the Upper Peninsula skews older, so residents are more likely to need hospital resources, and there's, of course, fewer beds there for that. So that's going to be something they're keeping a close eye on.
IPR's Taylor Wisner keeping us updated on COVID-19. Thanks, Taylor.
Sure thing. Thanks, Kendra.